unconstitutional. Thanks for listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and I want to invite all Darren Weeks listeners to the show on this, the 11th day of December, 2010. I want to encourage everyone to be responsible. Be responsible for your children. Be responsible for yourself. Be responsible financially. That is the real problem. The sheeple can be convinced to do things that are not in their own best interest. And I want to digress a moment to give a shout out to my friends over at The Voice of the Sheeple on Facebook. And with that in mind, the sheeple can be convinced to do or say just about anything, even if it's not in their best interest. Let me illustrate by saying, drinking alcohol or alcohol-related crimes account for fully 87% of all domestic violence. So am I for prohibition of alcohol? No, of course not. But I am for the responsible use of alcohol. So it would appear that if properly packaged, the sheeple will pay extremely good money to poison themselves with alcohol, tobacco, prescription painkillers, cocaine, amphetamines, crack, and a multitude of other legal and illegal drugs. And we know, if properly packaged, the sheeple will also borrow themselves into bankruptcy every time. Look at what's happened in Ireland, Spain, Greece, and Portugal. These economies are collapsing because they don't make anything. They've been convinced that you can borrow and consume and have a service-based economy and everything will be just fine. These sheeple have been convinced that everyone can earn money by speculating in real estate. By speculating now, think gambling in currency, stocks, and real estate. They don't create any wealth. They simply try to package their fraud so as many sheeple as possible can be trapped into their Ponzi scheme and fleeced before the fraud is revealed. So back to responsibility. The sheeple can certainly not put all the blame for the financial meltdown on the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, the Fed member banks perpetuated the scheme, but nobody forced Americans to speculate on single-family housing by borrowing money with their liar loans to buy homes to flip for profit. This is just simply irresponsible behavior. With that in mind, I'm asking myself, what happens to families that have a bad parent or two bad parents? Or how about 545 bad parents? That's really the situation here. The sheeple are owned by the people, also known as Congress. Yes, this is reality. All citizens of the United States, that is, all 14th Amendment citizens of the United States, are chattel property of we the people, their owners, also known as the Congress. This is fact. When you voluntarily pledge allegiance to the United States of America, you unwittingly commit treason against the country, state of your birth. You politically affiliate yourself with the United States. And when you do this, you enter into an unseen trust agreement whereby you are owned and controlled by the Congress. So is it any wonder when the sheeple are corrupt, when the sheeple beg the administration, their daddy, for Social Security, for unemployment, for all interest loans to buy homes in the United States and sell them at a profit, that we're in the shape we're in? We got to go to break. I hear the music. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I got to writing my show this morning, excuse me, and, you know, I started writing, I got on this rant, I'm not even halfway through my introduction and we're already through the first break. So I'm going to go back to my rant, and I didn't get through all that. I want to start over kind of in the middle here. So the situation really here is that the sheeple, you and I, are owned by the people. We the people, yes, also known as the Congress. And this is reality. All citizens of the United States, and that is all 14th Amendment citizens of the United States, are chattel property of we the people, also known as Congress. Yes, this is fact, because when you voluntarily pledge allegiance to the United States of America, you unwittingly commit treason against the country, the state of your birth. You politically affiliate yourself with the United States. When you do this, you enter into an unseen trust agreement, whereby you are owned and controlled by the Congress. So is it any wonder, when the sheeple are corrupt, when the sheeple beg the administration, who's their daddy, for Social Security, for unemployment, for low-interest loans to use to buy homes in the United States, and sell at a profit, not because you've created any value, but because you can manipulate the financial system and get liar loans or adjustable rate loans with which to defraud your fellow man. And this is considered okay in American culture. It's okay to steal through financial manipulation and usury. This is what we're taught. We're taught to glorify the almighty dollar and to treat it as our God. I never understood it when I was a kid, when I was taught that when Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, that the sheeple were there worshiping a golden calf. But now I can see that the owners of the world, the holders of the treasury bonds, have sold these bonds to foreign central banks. Have these foreign central banks have used their magic hocus pocus of creating their own sovereign debt to buy the sovereign debt of the United States. And so we worship the dollar. And our parent, the Congress, sells us into slavery with the other magicians who loan money that they never had. How, I ask you, could the Federal Reserve, without building a single thing except bank buildings to give themselves credibility, how did a small group of bankers loan the government of the United States $13 trillion? Ask yourself, could David Rockefeller's chauffeur lend him $10 million and then foreclose upon the robber baron's empire? I ask again, how did the United States, which owns a massive continent, become indebted to some private European bankers and oligarchs? They didn't have $13 trillion. So, I'm going to finally make my point. The Federal Reserve Bank did not double the price of housing nationwide. The speculators in real estate, that is sheeple like you and I, the mortgage players, the real estate brokers, the stock market brokers, the people on Wall Street who converted these things into collateralized debt obligations. These are all just normal Americans like you and I. You know, the sheeple borrowed the liar's loans into existence. They went out and bought 3 million homes on speculations that they couldn't afford. Homes they didn't want to live in and they can't pay for. And so we, like irresponsible children, who are really wards of the state, take no responsibility for our actions. Oh, the central bank encouraged the sheeple to do something that's not good for them. So what's new? The multinational corporations have been encouraging us to do things that are bad for us for at least 100 years. These same multinationals have convinced a great number of slovenly Americans that there is no right and wrong. Everything is subjecting. Smoking is sexy. Drinking alcohol somehow makes us cool and intriguing to women. The public fool system has been teaching Americans wrong for the last 134 years since the end of the Civil War. The sheeple have been taught to pledge allegiance to the United States and to the republic for which it stands. But if you listen to the nightly news, we hear that America is working to spread democracy around the world. Huh? We're basically being taught a democracy is a republic, are we not? And nothing could be further from the truth. And where from does this all stem? Where did the republic become a democracy? Well, that's the subject of the show today, and in the upcoming hour, I'm pleased to announce that we will be visiting with our guest today, Mr. Joseph Rory. And Joseph is a Civil War historian. And so we're going to ask him to take us on a Civil War history adventure. We're going to ask him the whys, the whens, and the what fors. If you want to get a jump on this, because again, he's not going to be here until 11 o'clock, until the upcoming hour. You can go out and you can visit Joseph's website at www.republicversusdemocracy.org. But before we get to that, I ran across a couple of quotes that I think are applicable. And the first one, you know, dates from our founding fathers. And the quote says, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." And that quote is by Mr. Patrick Henry. And that's what I'm talking about.
There's another quote out there that a friend of mine uses with me all the time, and that is that we get the government that we deserve. And so if we're out here acting corrupt, and again, you know, it's fraud when you flip a house and you make money. Why? Because you can get the mortgage to buy the house, and then you can get the mortgage for the person who's buying the house. And so you perpetuate the debt system. When you do this, you're serving the debt system. And of course, if you serve the debt system well, well, that's how you make a lot of money in this country. And that's the American way. That's what's held out as being right. That's what we're told to empathize with. That's what we're told to aspire to be the next Donald Trump, to live in a gilded penthouse on the 105th floor of the tower in Atlantic City, that we have to have a gilded golden baby stroller to roll around our child who has to be born with a silver spoon in his mouth. No, all we Americans ask is one simple thing, that we go to work. We get paid with an asset, not with a debt that won't be paid. That we can keep the fruits of our labor. That we live in a republic. And that horizontal forces are stronger than vertical forces. But that's exactly the opposite of what we have. We have a democracy with gigantic vertical forces that all stem from the bondholders and the Federal Reserve down to the average everyday person. And these people can create money at their whim. And being that they can create money at their whim, they can enslave everyone in the world. And of course, the axis of evil that I've talked about before, the North Koreans. Oh, speaking of the North Koreans, I want to digress for a moment. Did you notice that the South Korean trade agreement, Obama, you know, got it signed? And he went over there to get it signed, but he didn't get it signed. But then when the North Koreans, you know, bomb this tiny little town and we send our cruisers over there and our ships over there and our navy over there and we start, you know, all of a sudden the trade agreement signed because, you know, Obama comes and say, look, you know, you need our military power over here to defend you. And I just, you know, I find it amazing. So in any case, I've digressed, but again, these, you know, bad men cannot make good citizens, and you get the government that you deserve. So, no free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, to moderation, to temperance, to frugality and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. And that's always what I want to talk about, is the fundamental principles. And that's why we're going to visit today with Joseph Rory, Civil War historian, and we're going to get some real answers to what really happened in the Civil War. Personally, I don't believe that the Civil War was fought over slavery. Actually, it may have been fought over slavery, but not the way that you think. It wasn't fought to free the slaves. The 14th Amendment actually creates a voluntary servitude, a kind of slavery that you opt into. It's a kind of private international law. And we can see that this is what happens when bad men teach their children in the public school system the Marxist dialectic materialism. You know, these misinformed, mistaught prodigy of the corrupt Congress of the United States is the problem. And how can the problem be corrected? The answer is obvious, but certainly not simple, if not impossible. And we'll talk about that when we get back from a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I was talking about this quote from Patrick Henry, "Bad men cannot make good citizens." And I started to explain that what happens when bad men teach their children in the Marxist dialectic materialism. This is what our public school system teaches. It misinforms us. It misteaches our children, our prodigy. The prodigy of the corrupt Congress of the United States. And the answer is obvious. And again, like I said right before the break, the answer is obvious, but it's not simple. It may even be impossible. I can illustrate the issue with correspondence I've had with 3 of my friends over the past week. But the problem really is that people must be re-educated. And you know, you can show people with documents, but they've been educated a certain way and they have a certain belief system, and it doesn't matter how many documents that you put in front of them, you won't change your mind. And I've had at least 3 discussions in the last week that just have driven me crazy. I mean, I'm incensed about it. And they've been with 3 of my friends. Now, these 3 friends are, 1, my oldest sister. The second one is a high school classmate and a football teammate. And the third is a former boss of mine who has a PhD in business. I consider this guy a smart guy. I have a lot of respect for him, and I love him. But all 3 are totally delusional as to the reality of where they live, and as Damon Vrabel, my guest a couple of weeks ago of the Council on Spiritual, Psychological, and Economic Renewal pointed out, if you watched his educational videos, is that people in the United States are deeply divided between their head and their heart. Since they've been taught wrong, they have a disconnect between what they think in their heads is right and what their heart feels and what they know to be true. There's a major flaw in the system that the heart and the head just cannot rectify. This is, in my personal opinion, is why we have such a tremendous drug and alcohol problem in this country. Our minds are telling us to do the wrong thing, but our heart knows what's right. But in order to serve the financial system, and in order to earn money, you will serve the financial system. And the better you serve the financial system, the more money you make. That's why the politicians make so much money. They're the enforcers of the monetary system. They're the highly paid pitchmen who are here to convince the sheeple that they're too big to fail. And both the government and the multinationals need to get even bigger at the expense of the common, middle-class, average American. That's their job. It's to convince you that you can't live without government motors. You can't live without Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. You can't live without someone to steal every last cent you have. That loud sucking sound you hear coming from your bank account is the sound of the financial institutions hoovering up the sheeple's money and reinvesting it in Russia, Brazil, India, and especially China. That's what's going on, in case you don't know. The money powers are moving the money out of the United States because there are greener pastures in the BRIC. Brazil, Russia, India, China markets are growing 3 to 10% a quarter. Now, here in the United States, even with $2 trillion in quantitative easing last year, and the big news today, $12.3 trillion in low-interest loans to prop up the too-big-to-fail financial banks here in the U.S., and we still saw only 2% growth last year. That's totally artificial inflation growth. You know, it's growth of the currency. So how can you expect the money masters to earn money in an economy that's been gutted of its manufacturing sector? The manufacturing sector has been moved to China. Well, you can't. And you see all the countries I mentioned earlier, Ireland, Spain, Greece, Portugal, they all have the same problem. They've been deindustrialized, just like the United States, and they don't produce anything. They just gamble and speculate, and they try to package fraudulent investment scams so more sheeple will buy them, so a few bankers can profit and dominate and control the rest of us. I tell you, I'm just beside myself. I got some people waiting here on hold. Let's take a caller. John in Tennessee. John, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Phil. I've two things very quickly. The item that you wrote, you didn't happen to write that this morning, did you?
Yeah, the item I wrote?
Yes. Did you do that this morning? Because I was talking to someone from Ethiopia this morning at about 4 o'clock in a parking lot, and what you read was absolutely line by line, not exact words, but the exact topic with the exact expression of what this system is and how ridiculous it is. So basically, I guess you and I think more alike than you might like to believe. The other thing I had for you was I called in to WABC in New York a couple mornings ago.
John, can I ask you to hold on because we have to go back to the break? I'm sorry, sure. We're at half past sure. The hour. We'll be right back with John in Tennessee. You're listening to Phil Pozderek in the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we have a caller on the phone, John from Tennessee. And John, I think what you were trying to say there, and you're absolutely right. I wrote my introduction this morning, and I think what you're saying is that since my introduction was exactly the conversation that you were having with your friend this morning, that perhaps I was channeling your conversation.
Well, not that we were channeling one another, but yes, the conversation. I think God works in mysterious, wonderful ways, but 2 days ago, I called into a national program at about 4:30 in the morning. They were conducting a poll, Phil, and it was, should the rich be taxed more, or how are we going to pay the debt, blah, blah, blah. And I called in and said, what do you think? And I said, well, I think they ought to let the people that created the debt pay the debt. And he said, well, it's our debt. We've got to pay our debt. And I said, wait a minute, fella, is there someone there with you? Because this isn't my debt. If they would have asked me, I would have said no, absolutely not. But they did it anyway, and they did it with money that didn't exist, created by a person. And I mean, I was able to get this, you know, a synopsis of the Fed on a nationwide syndicated 15-minute, 30-minute talk show, whatever it was. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, look, if I borrow money for a car and I go in above my head, would you pay my note? And he said, no. I said, that's right, because it's not my debt. These people have put this nation, my kids, my grandkids, and future generations so far in debt that they'll never be able to pay it. Why should I feel any responsibility to pay a debt that I didn't have any part of, that they did for me with the intent of enslaving me? And he hung up.
And here's the reason why, is because when you pledge allegiance to the United States and you become a subject to their jurisdiction, according to the 14th Amendment, and see, this is the operative amendment to the Constitution that changes our form of government. And, of course, Section 4 says the validity of the public debt of the United States, authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. You owe the debt.
I understand that.
That's what it says. You entered into a private agreement when you begged, when you submitted an application, you begged the government for a Social Security card. And when you did so, you agreed that you're subject to the United States. When you pledged allegiance, you committed treason against the state of Tennessee, the state of your birth, I'm assuming. And you're not a Tennessean, you're a U.S. citizen, and you're enjoying the benefits of this country, and you owe the debt. And that's how it works. It's presumed under law.
But that's how they believe it to be. Here's my first, I was born in Michigan, but here's the problem. The problem is that if I am entered into a contract, and they want to call it an obligation or a contract, and it was created in fraud because they never revealed to me their true intent or my liabilities, then I just say, you know what? You may believe that I'm beholden to your contract, but I'm not buying it. So lots of luck. And I mean, That's the attitude that we've got to take.
And I couldn't agree with you anymore. And the crux of the matter here is what nationality are you? And the way to defeat the system. No, you're a resident alien in Tennessee. You're a Michiganite. You were born in Michigan, you just told me.
Okay, right? well then I'm a Michiganer.
Okay, so the way to solve your problem, the way to stop paying the debt, is to opt out. And you know, they had this thing on television. One of the senators said that, you know, the IRS and taxes were voluntary. And they are voluntary, but you have to understand your status. So the way to do it is you must expatriate from the United States, and you must become a state national of Michigan. You can still live in Tennessee and be a resident alien in Tennessee. All that's fine. The state nationals are the de jure lawful political body in the United States, and they are supposed to run the Congress. But the de jure Congress has adjourned and never returned. So state nationals now are in limbo. But they are not subject to taxes. And they're not subjects of the United States. They're protected by public law, the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. And, you know, these are the things that we've been talking about. These are the remedies that were provided. If you notice the law during the Civil War, they passed the expatriation law just before they passed the Reconstruction Amendments because they knew this was going to commit genocide and this was going to kill all the state nationals and convert them unwittingly by process of, you know, involuntary treason against the country you were born in. This is part of the Communist Manifesto to destroy nationality, John, and that's exactly what they've done. They've destroyed your nationality, and they've made you a citizen of the United States, which is a democracy, which is a communist country. The republics are still there. You have to join it. It's a process of expatriation. I'm guessing that I've lost you, John. Are you still there? I appreciate it, Matt. So, there you have it. And it does, it sounds like an order, that 14th Amendment. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. I took out the rest of it in the middle there. But yes, the validity of the debt shall not be questioned. So, there you have it, the Red Amendment. It will keep you and I and all the sheeple forever in debt. To who? To the Federal Reserve Bank. Well, who owns the Federal Reserve? Well, the stock is owned by their member banks in the 10 or 11 United States districts of the Federal Reserve. And just like Damon Vrabel showed us, all the states, all the republics in the United States have been converted into administrative districts. And these administrative districts now have no courts. And all the courts have been, there are no judges. All the judges are administrators. Administrators of what? Administrators of the bankruptcy. They're collection agents for the Federal Reserve. You know, it becomes clear when you understand that the Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation, not domiciled, not chartered in the United States, that it imports a debt instrument, its commodity, the Federal Reserve note, into the United States. And the 16th Amendment does not give the United States government any additional taxing power. Why? Because when you receive income, that is, when you accept a Federal Reserve note, you are in international commerce, importing a foreign commodity. And so there is no free enterprise in the United States. Why? Because every time you pull out a Federal Reserve note, you bring two additional parties to each transaction. That transaction is international in its nature by its use of this international commodity. There's a tariff upon the commodity, and thus you have the income tax. Let's go to our next caller, Scott in West Virginia. Scott, how are you today?
All right. I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing? I hear you. You already got it going.
Yeah. I mean, I've had just almost enough coffee today to get my mouth running.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I hate to make it any worse, but I have to agree with y'all in Tennessee because, and here's the way I look at it, and I've always looked at it like this. I hear people all the time talking about how much trouble we're in. Well, you know what? I'm not in any trouble. I've always paid my debts, and the way I see it is, we voted these people in to represent us. If they're going to represent us, then they should be checking with us before they go making laws or giving our money away and then expect us to, you know, to just be blinded and put full trust in them.
Let me put a thought in your mind, Scott. Now, you just said some things there that kind of upset me. And the reason they upset me is because if you break down the 14th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States.
Stop right there. Let me put something in your mind if you don't mind. Because okay. I know you're going to be going to break and I ain't going to have much time. But on that 14th Amendment deal. Okay. Then in order for, so that's kind of, you're sounding like that's kind of like a contract between us and the government. We're their people and we're supposed to do whatever. Okay. That'd be fine and dandy if they taught us that in school. But they didn't. That's like trying to tell you have to have a Social Security card. All your life you're told you have to have a Social Security card or you have to have a driver's license or you have to have this or have to have that. Okay, in order for a contract to be valid, then you have to enter into it knowing what's going on in the contract. They can't fraudulently, otherwise it's a fraud. It's a fraudulent contract, right? Ain't that right?
It's called a presumption in law. They presume that since they published this information in the National Register, that you've read it and you know the law and you're required to know the law. So it's presumed you know the law. It's presumed that you know what the effect of your actions. That's how they do it.
When I got my Social Security card when I was a little tiny kid, I didn't know the law. They can't presume something like that on a young minor. And you know what I'm saying? And they taught us all completely different in school. Whenever we pledged allegiance,
this is my point, Scott. You're absolutely right. They taught us that a spoon is a fork, and a fork is a spoon. A republic's a democracy. A democracy's a republic. It's the same thing. So now you have a choice. It's a political choice, okay? And remember, fraud that is accepted is not fraud. So since you haven't spoke up and since you haven't changed your nationality and since you've accepted the fraud and since you vote for these people and you said it yourself, you vote in the elections to elect these people and it says in the 14th Amendment, if you deconstruct it, the right to vote at any election is denied except for participation in rebellion. That means that you are in rebellion against the state of your birth, the de jure lawful country of your birth, the republic of whatever state you were born in, that's your country, that should be your nationality, but you pledged allegiance to a foreign country, they tricked you into committing treason, now you have no status. The country that you elected to become a political party to is bankrupt, and you now are considered the debtor. You've been bonded into slavery. You become the guarantor of their debt. And all you have to do to get off the hook is change your nationality, to expatriate from the United States, to revoke all your contracts with the corporation, to make it known to them, to notice them, give them a requirement to perform, to let all their hired help and all their enforcers and all their policemen know that you're not a U.S. citizen and that you're not subject to their jurisdiction, and voila, you don't own the debt anymore.
Well, so it's just that easy. Voila. You think them people ain't going to come after you when they decide they want you? Because they don't want the rest of the world knowing that you, that's what you
I've had L.B. Burke on the show in the last 2 weeks, and he's done this 10, 12 years ago. He's been working hard for the last 10 or 12 years to convince people. But people are so convinced that they can't do this. He hasn't paid taxes. He hasn't filed a tax return. He has had no contact with the federal government in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody can get away with it for a while, but when this whole...
No. You have to change your status. You have to go according to their laws. They must follow international law. These laws are thousands of years old. And under international law, we've been explaining this, each state is a separate country, and you are considered a citizen of the country that you were born in until you make a political decision to go ahead and change that. Now, you didn't make that decision voluntarily. You were tricked into it. But now that you're a grown man, but you're still an infant, you're the child of Congress. Congress owns you. So you have to break the contract. You have to go expatriate if you want to be a free man. If you want to be in charge of yourself, and if you want to deal, you know, with other free men, then you don't need a Social Security card. You got to give it up. You got to give it back to the government. You
don't need a legal entity
to represent you. You're a natural man.
I understand what you're saying. I've been listening to you for quite a while now, and I understand what you're saying. But I also understand that there's only one person I answer to, and that's the God Almighty. These people here, to me, they're nothing more than punks. Nothing more than imposters. And that's the way I see it. I think that you're degrading God myself whenever you decide to bow to man of any kind. And you put them before God. I mean, how can you, it even says that in the Bible about that, where you don't put nobody else before God, and that's what we're doing whenever we let somebody else control us and rule us, and, you know, we have rules. We have especially 10 of them, and it's called the 10 Commandments. And you go by them, and I think you're doing pretty good. And I'm not a Bible thumper, believe me. I've had my share of
I agree with everything you're saying, Scott. But again, if the system breaks down and the system, comes to civil unrest, the government owns you and they're going to be able to do whatever they want with you, whether that's intern you, put you in a labor camp, make you work or whatever, just come and take your shit. Okay? They can do whatever they want. They can take your land, your house, your car, your truck, whatever they want. Now, if you expatriate and you get out of the system, then you can actually have fee simple ownership of stuff. Right now, you're chattel property. You can't own anything. They own it all.
The point I'm trying to make is that's what they do with everybody anyways. And they get just like, I mean, do you think them people over in Iraq, you think they're American citizens? All these countries that we go in and take over and say, well, you're going to live our way or we're going to take your oil or whatever it is.
Scott, what's happened in Iraq is we've instituted a central bank there. Now we can just steal everything they have by issuing our debt currency and just take their land, collateralize every business, collateralize all the work, collateralize it all, issue this debt, sell it into the marketplace, and voila, we own it all. We've conquered Afghanistan. We're going to own all their resources, all their oil in Iraq, all the people's work there forever and ever. That's how it works. There's only 6 countries in the world that don't have a central bank. They're the axis of evil. North Korea, Iran are the chief 2. Venezuela's number 3. Then you got Libya, Sudan, and, that's it. The world's conquered. The Anglo-American one world order will be in place with a new world currency. That's what this is all about.
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of like they do us. They just do what they want, and that's just the way it is. So until people stand up everywhere, especially here before it gets too late, I'll tell you what, it needs to be done now.
I think our goal should be 1% of the population, 3 million state nationals. 3 million de jure people of the de jure political body of the United States. If we had 3 million people who all said, look, this is the way it's supposed to be. We're going to live in a republic. We're going to have asset-based money, and we want the Fed gone.
Well, I'll tell you, we need to educate, and it's going to be hard to do because they've been indoctrinated. They're way high up on the list in the Masonic Lodge and this, that, and the other. But I'll tell you exactly who it is that we need to wake up. They keep them busy so that they don't know what's going on, and that's the high-ranking officers that's in the military, like our generals. That's the ones that need to wake up. If we could get them one over on our side, it would. As soon as they try to pull any crap on us, they could. Right there, we just, you know, as bad as I hate to say it, you just have a coup. That's all there is to it. You take over. You go up
Scott,
there and arrest
thanks
these
for your
people.
Comments, and we've got all to right, go buddy. Back to break, and another word from our sponsors.
Thank
We're
you.
Almost to the end of the first hour. We're looking forward to our Civil War historian, Joseph Rory, coming up in the new hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I want to get back now and bring us back to the topic of today's show, which is Republic versus Democracy. You know, so I brought up my my friends and my sister and so forth who's been, you know, sending me all this propaganda in the email. And my oldest sister, sent me an email written by the shill Ben Stein, the quote-unquote financial expert. Imagine, how did he become a financial expert? I mean, I remember seeing this guy specifically in July of 2008 telling everyone that bank stocks were particularly cheap. They were a bargain basement pricing, that the subprime mortgage crisis was contained. It was just a small part of the economy. And then only 2 months later, the entire collapse of the financial institutions of the entire world. This is 2 months before 40% of the wealth of the entire world was destroyed overnight, over $20 trillion. And now, 2 years later, we're just finding out that they had to loan these banks $9 to $12 trillion in overnight loans just to prop up the system and keep them from failing. And it took months and months and months of the Congress telling us that we can't let them fail. We can't let them fail. You know that you need these things, you know, or the American way of life cease to exist. And that's exactly what happened. Our way of life has ceased to exist. You know, the Great Depression of 1930, 1929, 1930, only 33% of the world's wealth was destroyed then. This time it's over 40%. And of course, my sister's oblivious to the fact that she lives in a communist country. And particularly where she lives in Massachusetts. I mean, they're leading the way in slavery through health care. I mean, they've been trying out this new health care bill that's been installed up there. In any case, I said a lot of ugly things to my sister, and I ended up by telling her to pull her head out of her ass. Of course, she responded that I would not win a lot of converts by insulting people and that I sounded like a lunatic. I responded back that she had her life stolen by the Congress through an unconscionable contract that's fraudulent, that she sold her children down the river into slavery in a country that has no money. And I'm a lunatic because I'm upset, and she's totally rational and normal and all is well. Is this incredible? How can you not get it? Next, I get an email from a friend. Oh, support your troops. My friend, the PhD, and I write back saying, don't send me any of this bullshit propaganda. Why would you support troops fighting a completely fraudulent, undeclared war? You have an illegal standing army in the United States that's forbidden by the Constitution, who every member of Congress swore to uphold. It's been standing for 50 years. It's all completely criminal. You know, we're out there spreading democracy to the world. I mean communism around the world in the form of the Anglo-American New World Empire through theft by the bond market, theft by the central bank, theft of everything by the debt system. This all relates back to your status as a slave of Congress through the workings of the 14th Amendment in concert with private international law. The IRS, the Federal Reserve, these are all private international laws. These are all private contracts that we've been tricked into entering into. We've almost been forced. Now they register your birth and they send you a Social Security card the very first day that you're born. So, of course, it's not voluntary. Of course, you haven't been informed. And you're back to the New World Order, the worship of the golden calf, the worship of money as God. The money system that enslaves all. The debt money that's created by magic and fraud. How, I ask again, did the Federal Reserve come to have a lien on all American land, on all American business, on all revenue in America, when they loaned the country $13 trillion that they didn't have? How could it be? With that said, you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We got to go back for one more word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have our guest, Joseph Rohr.
It's true.